Shopify grows your business no matter how far or big you grow. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Whether you're selling your fans' next favorite shirt or an exclusive piece of podcast merch, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/income, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/income now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. And that's a winner. Yes, a winning day on Sunday. And my, oh my, is it nice to say that, especially after that butt kicking I took on Saturday. So let's recap the winning card for you. In the NBA, it was all seashells and balloons for me. I cash on the New York Knicks plus the 5. They win outright. I cash on the LA Clippers plus the 6. They win outright. I cash on the Indiana Pacers minus the 9. I give Milwaukee credit, though. They fought hard, being shorthanded there. But in the end, the Pacers get the win and the cover, so I get to cash the ticket. I still have one play pending in the NBA. That's the Phoenix Suns. I got that one last night, plus the 1.5. That game's still in play. I'll update the show notes with the final results. Major League Baseball, it was a rocky road yet again. I had the Royals and the Tigers, a nerfy, and Tarek Skubal gives up a run on the top of the first. So that one was over quick for me as I lose that ticket. I got lucky in Anaheim. The Twins and the Angels, no runs in the first inning. I get to cash the ticket. First inning was drama-free, but boy, oh boy, they scored a ton of runs after that in that baseball game. Then I lose the D-backs and the Mariners. A solo shot to lead off the bottom of the first does me in. So I go 1-2 on the Nerfies on Sunday. I do cash north of the border on the Toronto Blue Jays. Kevin Gausman finally comes up big for Toronto. He gets the win over the Dodgers, and I cash that ticket. So 2-2 in Major League Baseball. Currently 3-0 in the NBA. So I'm 5-2 on the night. Still once again with the Suns pending to wrap up my day. So let's see if we can make it back-to-back winning days in the podcast. And I start once again in the NBA. Let's don't ruin a good thing. Let's continue to flip that script for the most part. Game number one, I'll take the Miami Heat plus the 10.5 against the Boston Celtics. So the Celtics crush the Heat in game number 3. Boston's up 2-1 in the series, but you know what I like to say. Let's flip the script. Give me the Heat this time around plus the 10.5 over the Celtics. Next up on the card, it's New Orleans, plus the 4.5 against Oklahoma City. The Thunder are up 3-0 in this series. We'll see if the Pelicans can fight back at home and try to at least get the series to return to Oklahoma City. The other night, was I laying a point or getting a point on New Orleans? This time around, it's 4.5. This is what I'm talking about. When they play these back-to-back games like this, it's the same location. It's basically the same handicap, and you're moving the spread by 3-plus numbers. That's steam. So I see the value on the Pelicans. So give me New Orleans once again, plus the 4.5 against Oklahoma City. Then in the final NBA game here for Monday night, I'll take the LA Lakers plus the 7.5 at Denver. No, I'm not technically flipping the script on this one since the Lakers won game 4. The Nuggets are up 3-1 in the series. I've bet LA, I think, in every single game of this series so far. So I guess I'm going to do it one last time. Give me the Lakers plus the 7.5 on the road at Denver. I don't think they're going to go out quietly. I think they put up a good fight at Denver and keep it interesting anyway. And I expect to cash the plus 7.5 ticket there. So those are the only three games of the NBA for Monday. Next up, let's go to Major League Baseball. I put 5 games on the docket, shaking things up here a little bit. I just haven't been seeing the card, whether that's on my prop bet newsletter or here on the podcast. It's been a little tough for me here in Major League Baseball, so maybe shaking it up will be a good thing for me. So let's start with a total. It's the New York Yankees at the Baltimore Orioles. I'll bet the over 9 runs for the game at the -105. So both teams rank in the top 5 in OPS against righties, and we have a pair of righties on the hill tonight. It's Clark Schmidt going for the Yankees, a 3.55 ERA and a 1.46 whip on the season. 0 quality starts this year for Schmidt. The O's rank 2nd in runs per game scored. That's a good thing. Grayson Rodriguez goes for the Orioles. He has a 4.45 ERA and a 1.41 whip on the season. Rodriguez has had 3 quality starts this year. Last out was not one of them, though. He gave up 7 runs over 4 1/3 innings against the Angels. The Yankees ranked number 6 in runs scored per game on the road. So let's get some runs. It's a favorable weather night for scoring. Give me the Yankees and the Orioles over the 9 at the -105. Next up on the card, it's another total. I'm going to take the LA Dodgers at the Arizona Diamondbacks over the 9.5 at the -118. So I almost played the D-backs in the money line, but I was like, I don't know if I'm going to fade the Dodgers in back-to-back games. It's lefty James Paxton on the bump for the Dodgers in this one, a 2.61 ERA of the season and a 1.55 whip. So he's been playing with fire, allowing 17 walks over 20 2/3 innings. It's never a good idea to give that many free passes up. The D-backs rank number 1 in OPS against lefties, and they rank number 4 in runs scored this season. 2 good offensive metrics. Lefty Tommy Henry gets the call for the D-backs. He has a 5.55 ERA and a 1.60 whip on the season. Last out, he went 6 innings strong, allowing 1 run at St. Louis. Henry has a ton of potential. I like him, but the Dodgers rank 3rd in runs scored, and I think we see enough crooked numbers tonight to go over. I don't know who's going to give up the big number, but I'll take the Dodgers and the D-backs over the 9.5 at the -118.
It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year.
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations. Forgotten. The history.
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Next up on the card, it's my first of 2 first 5 money lines. I'll take the Tampa Bay Rays at the Milwaukee Brewers at a -105. So not the run line here. I'm doing the money line in the first 5. So yes, I'm going to back the team that just got swept by the White Sox. That's a little crazy. Bryce Wilson gets the call for the Brew Crew. Only 18 innings pitched this season, over 8 appearances, mostly out of the bullpen. Wilson has a career 4.73 ERA over 327 innings pitched. Meanwhile, it's Ryan Pibon toying the rubber for the Rays. Yes, I mispronounced that. A 3.77 ERA and a 0.98 whip on the season. He has 3 good starts and 2 bad starts this season. The good starts have all lasted 6 innings, giving up 0 or 1 run. Milwaukee is 3rd best in OPS against righties, so that does scare me. This is a risky bet, but I give the Rays a large enough pitching edge in the first 5 to take my chances. So give me Tampa Bay on the first 5 money line at Milwaukee at the -105. And yes, that's a first 5. Once again, with that Rays bullpen, I don't think I'm going to trust them all season long when it comes to the money line for the entire game. And after what I watched against the White Sox, this may be my last bet on the Rays for another month or so. Next up on the card, it's a Nerfy. Only 1 on the docket today, and I went back and forth on whether this one should have even been on the docket. It's the Minnesota Twins at the Chicago White Sox at the -130. Now, how about this? The White Sox have won 3 straight. The Twins have won 7 straight games. Yes, The Twins scored 27 runs in the final two games of the series against the Angels, but they're traveling from LA to Chicago, the big overnight flight. The White Sox scored 21 runs over the three-game sweep of the Rays in the weekend. These two pitchers faced each other last week. I typically like the hitters over the pitchers in these back-to-back start situations, but neither pitcher had a great outing. Joe Ryan for the Twins gave up three runs over six innings, including a pair of homers. Meanwhile, Garrett Crochet gave up five runs over four innings, and that was his third consecutive start, giving up five or more. Both teams overachieved hitting over the weekend. The bats might return to normal tonight. For whatever reason, I don't think I'd play the game under or the first five under, but the Nerfy, I'm willing to risk it. So give me the Twins and the White Sox. No runs in the first inning at the minus 130. Then the final game of the card for me here, it's another first five run line. I'll take the Atlanta Braves minus the half a run at the Seattle Mariners at the minus 105. So I was tempted to bet the Nerfy, but backed off since the Braves have the second best OPS against righties and they score the most runs per game. It's Bryce Miller for Seattle tonight, a 2.22 ERA and a 0.99 whip. Excellent first three starts in April, 20 and a third innings, allowing just two runs. Last out, though, was a little shaky, walking four, giving up a pair of solo homers over four innings at Texas. It's Max Fried on the bump for the Braves tonight. Rocky start to the year, but last out he tossed a complete game shutout, allowing just three hits and no walks against the Marlins. I know it's the Marlins, but hey, they hit on Sunday, I guess. But yes, Fried bounced back. The Mariners ranked 25th in OPS against lefties. And when Fried is on, watch out. And we know the Braves can hit. So I'll back the Braves in the first five of the road. Give me Atlanta, minus the half a run at Seattle at the minus 105. So let's recap my card for a Monday. In the NBA, I'm on the Miami Heat, plus the 10.5 against Boston. I'm on the New Orleans Pelicans, plus the 4.5 against Oklahoma City. I'm on the LA Lakers, plus the 7.5 at Denver. Major League Baseball, going to play a couple totals, full game totals for once here. I'm on the New York Yankees and the Baltimore Orioles over the 9 at the minus 105. I'm on the LA Dodgers and the Arizona Diamondbacks over the 9.5 at the minus 118. First five money line, I'll take the Tampa Bay Rays at the Milwaukee Brewers at the minus 105. Nerfy, no runs in the first inning between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. That's at a minus 130. Then another first five run line, I'm on the Atlanta Braves, minus the half a run at the Seattle Mariners at the minus 105. So that's my card for a Sunday, or excuse me, my card for a Monday. Yes, I'm confused here as my phone's dinging in the background. Enjoy the games, and as always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money, have fun, and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.